KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, more numerous this afternoon, and some of those late this afternoon and this evening may be severe, bringing tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail in a brief period of heavy rainfall. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A collision between a car and a pickup truck Wednesday night southwest of Lyman resulted in two Cass County men being transported to the Cass County Hospital. According to Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Johnson, 23-year-old Tyler Scott Mickelson of Atlantic and 26-year-old Marcus Moore of Griswold suffered minor injuries during the crash that happened on 620th Street just north of Victoria Road. Johnson says 18-year-old Graham Francis Howell of Griswold was driving a 2003 Volvo southbound on 620th and cresting a hill when his car collided with a 1992 GMC pickup driven by Mickelson, who was attempting to turn left into a private driveway off of northbound 620th. The impact happened at around 7:35 p.m., just south of the private drive. Marcus Moore, a passenger in Mickelson's pickup, was trapped in the vehicle and had to be freed by mechanical means. He was transported by ambulance to CCMH, while Mickelson was taken to the hospital by a private vehicle. Howell was not hurt in the crash. There were no citations issued. Griswold Fire and Rescue, Grant First Responders, and Medevac Ambulance assisted Cass County deputies at the scene. The female driver of a car was injured early Wednesday morning during a rollover accident southeast of Marnie. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren told KJAN News the unidentified woman was traveling westbound on Fayette Road at around 12:45 p.m. when she lost control of the vehicle on the gravel. The car rolled into the south ditch. The woman was transported to the Cass County Hospital by ambulance. A medical helicopter was placed on standby, and a helicopter did land at CCMH, but McLaren could not confirm if the woman was flown from that facility to another hospital. The extent of her injuries were not immediately known. Marnie first responders and medevac ambulance personnel, along with deputies from the Cass County Sheriff's Office, responded to the scene of that crash, which was near 57162 Fayette Road. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports a child has died during an accident involving a skid loader. That happened Tuesday evening. Deputies and emergency responders were called to 2683 205th Street southwest of Afton at around 6:10 p.m. Tuesday. Caleb Brammer of Lorimore reported the accident to authorities. His son, 23-month-old Caleb Allen Brammer Jr. of Lorimore, was pronounced dead at the scene. No other information on the accident was immediately released. A Southwest Iowa policeman has been fired following his arrest on criminal charges. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey says Officer Ethan Schoonover has been terminated following a nearly month-long investigation into an alleged domestic abuse assault in nearby Shenandoah. Ramey's department was notified by Shenandoah police about an incident involving the off-duty officer.
And then essentially, upon receiving that notification and those documents, we immediately called the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Division of Criminal Investigation side of it, and requested their assistance in conducting the investigation.
The officer was immediately placed on paid administrative leave following the investigation by state officials. The county attorney in Page County reviewed the information. Ramey says it was imperative to have outside agencies handle every aspect of the investigation to avoid the appearance of conflicts of interest.
We wanted to remain transparent, sustain integrity, not only in our department, but within the community as well, and then also continue to garner their trust nationwide. There's a lot of stuff going on involving law enforcement. Public's not necessarily trusting of us at this point in time. This is just one of them situations where we just had to do it to obviously continue to gain the public's trust in the investigation.
On Tuesday, Schoonover was charged with domestic abuse assault. He appeared before a magistrate and was released after posting a $300 bond. Schoonover worked in the Red Oak Police Department for about 8 months. Red Oak Police report the arrest of a woman Wednesday on a theft charge. At around 1:12 p.m., officers arrested 33-year-old Michelle Lee Smarjik of Red Oak for theft in the fifth degree. Smarjik was arrested on North 3rd Street in Red Oak and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was held pending a court appearance. Police in Stewart said Wednesday that while officers were conducting an investigation of the West Central Valley High School, their police canine, Chloe, indicated the presence of a controlled substance inside a student's locker. Following an investigation, Stewart officers located controlled substances inside the student's vehicle, which was parked in the high school's parking lot. That student now faces charges in juvenile court for possession of the illegal substances on school property. His identity is not being released due to the student's age. In the funeral announcements this morning, Mary Claire Bowman, age 80 of Harlan, died Monday in Erling. A massive Christian burial for Mary Bowman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Charles Allen Van Arnum, age 74, of Wyota, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Charlie Van Arnum will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marilyn K. Steinbeck, age 75, of Griswold, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Marilyn Steinbeck will be tomorrow at 2:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Gerald Jerry Nairn, age 70, of Harlan, died September 26th. A celebration of life service for Jerry Nairn will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Rhodey Funeral Home in Kingsley. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting in those arrangements. Darlene Armstrong, age 92, of Manson and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Manson. Funeral services for Darlene Armstrong will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Martha Kramer, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the home of Alan and Shelley Kramer of Atlantic. A celebration of life luncheon in honor of Martha Kramer will be held on Saturday, October 22nd, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Mary Begley, age 106, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Private services will be held for Mary Begley, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.